Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, 1-4. In the previous mission, we transitioned to talking about limitations regarding a specific person on his personal private holiday. Now we're going to talk about if there are like local festivals, like a particular village is celebrating a particular whatever festival which is peculiar to that village. So it says the Mishnah, Ir Sheyeshba Avodah Zarah, if you have the city which has a particular idolatrous festival, so then Chutzalah Mutar. The restrictions apply within the city, but outside of the city, there's no restrictions. You can do business with the neighboring cities, no problem. Hayachutzala Avodah Zarah, and similarly, if the surrounding area was celebrating some pagan festival, but not the city itself, so then Tocha Mutar, within the city, would be permitted to do business over there. Ask the Mishnah, Mahu Leilech Lisham? Is a person even permitted to go into a city that there is a pagan festival happening? Won't people think the Jew is going there to, you know, to celebrate with them or something like that, Mar Sein? Says the Mishnah, Bizman Shahad Derech Miyuchedes L'Oso Makom, if the paths, the streets, lead to that particular city and not, don't come out the other side. In the time of the Mishnah, that was the case, right? So the cities could just have much fewer roads, and the road could essentially stop at the end, at this terminus of the city. So then it'd be forbidden to go to the city on that day because people would think that, what's a Jew going there for? Even though the Jew, in fact, is going there to do something else, people think it's going there to be participating in the pagan festival. It would be the case that if the Jew lives in that city, he certainly could go there on the festival because he's going home, and people wouldn't think to the contrary. All that says the Mishnah, "Vim hayachol lehalech ba l'makom acher," if the road passes through that city, which is having a festival today, but it passes the other side, and you could be on your way, you know, on the road through the city and coming out the other side, then mutar, it's permitted to go to the city because people will assume, not that the Jew is going to celebrate the pagan festival, but rather he's just passing through the city to go to wherever he has to get to. Says the Mishnah further, and this is really another Mishnah in the Bavli, Ir sheyesh ba avodah zarah, v'hayu ba chanuyos mu'utaros v'shen mu'utaros. If you have a city where there is a festival going on, and there are two kinds of shops. Some shops in the city are indicated by some sort of decorations, mu'utaros, say they're decorated by like fruits, whatever, adorning the outside of the shop, indicating that the profits of the activities that happen there, perhaps taxes collected in that shop, will go toward the sponsoring of the local festival. Whereas there are other she'enu mu'utaros, there are other cities that are not mu'utar, they're not adorned, meaning they are just regular shops, without that kind of indication that purchases that happen at that shop will be going to support, or tax collector will go to support the local festival. So then, Zehayim, so the question is, are you allowed to shop in the store that doesn't indicate that the proceeds or taxes will be going to support the local festival? Can you go to those stores on the holiday itself? So, Zehaya Masa Beis Sha'an, this very situation occurred in the city of Beis Sha'an. Beis Sha'an is the city that exists, you know, the ruins of the city. It exists in Eretz Yisrael today, in the Jordan Valley, and it is, in the time of the Mishnah, it was a city which had both Jew and Gentile residents. So apparently in that city, the Gentiles, and it's worth going to see. If you've never seen it, you got to go see it. It's very impressive. You get a good peek into what it looked like, what the Gentile life certainly looked like in the time of the Mishnah. In any case, so the question arose, could the locals in Beit Shan go to the shops that aren't adorned, indicating that the money that you spend in those shops aren't going towards supporting the local festival? And Amru Chachamim Hamu'utaras Asuros, the Chachamim said, well, indeed, the stores that are adorned with these, whatever it is, the fruits and the like, that are collecting taxes or proceeds to support the festival, those would be forbidden to patronize. Whereas She'en Mu'utaros, the shops that have not got this decorative element around, that are not indicating they're supporting the festival, Mutaros is permitted to shop over there, period. Now, this Mishnah raises an obvious question, which is, we just got finished saying in the previous Mishnayos, how you cannot go shopping on the day of the festival by the idolater. So how could it be here? The Mishnah is saying, oh, if the idolater's shop is not adorned, then it would be permitted. How does it work? How do you reconcile these two Mishnayos? So the way the Bartanura does it, and it's really based on Rashi, is that there's a difference between perishable goods and non-perishable goods. Perishable goods that are going to spoil if they're not sold, so the Gentile is very happy to sell them, and he rejoices. Whereas, you know, if you take stuff off his hands, which he could have kept for later, he's not especially excited, and those are not going to make him very happy. And that being the case, that would be the kind of shopping we're talking about, which would be permitted in a store that is not mutaros. That's how Rashi and the bartender learns. There are a number of other resolutions to this in the Mefarshim. Rav Haigon notably suggests, and so many go this direction, that you have to differentiate between purchases, like if they're offering big sales on the festivals, as they do nowadays, in fact, and it's what's called a dover avid, that the Jew is not, it's not about him making a profit, which would be forbidden on the holiday, but rather he had to buy this equipment, and if he buys it today, he'll save a lot of money, so then he's permitted to buy it today, and the restrictions of the previous Mishnah are on general business, but not a dover avid, not where the Jew is coming to save money. And now our Mishnah here is saying, well, it depends. Even if you're going to be saving money, but the money that you're giving is being taxed or going towards the local pagan festival, you certainly cannot do your shopping there. Whereas if it's a dover avid, you're saving money, and the money is not going directly to support the local festival. So the person who's selling is not celebrating, especially look, is giving it a discount, and you're not forced. The rabbi didn't force you to incur like a loss of the dover avid by not shopping there, just because when you can, because it's on sale today, because the idolaters are having their festival.